KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, NBC Uni, Comcast has released Peacock, which is their competitor. We talk often about the streaming wars, the competition. Warner Media is coming online. Disney has come online. Netflix has been online. Amazon, Apple. It's a jungle out there. And little Peacock is going to walk out into the jungle.
Yeah, and it's going to debut in April, we learned this week. It's going to have multiple tiers. This being a Comcast product, if you are a Comcast subscriber, you are going to be able to get Peacock Premium for free with ads, or if you pay $5, you're going to be able to get it ad-free. For those of us who don't subscribe to Comcast Cable, there is Peacock Premium for $10 and Peacock with ads for $5.
Right. So if you don't have Comcast or Cox, I guess, you can pay the $10 per month for access to 15,000 hours of live and on-demand content. Or if you don't want to pay the $10 per month, you can pay $5 per month and watch the stuff with ads.
And there's a lot of stuff. I mean, if you look at the things they've announced, you know, in addition to shows like The Office and, you know, movies that are going to be hoarded from the NBCU library, they're doing a lot of originals that are going to debut here. There's everything from things like a Punky Brewster sequel show to projects with Dick Wolf and Amy Poehler, Norman Lear. A lot of interesting stuff is going to be here on Peacock.
Yeah, it's not quite the, you know, all the sort of meat and potatoes down the middle stuff that I think certain people were expecting. For example, the Norman Lear project is called Clean Slate. It stars Laverne Cox. She is the daughter of a old school car wash owner who is so happy that his estranged child is coming back to Alabama after many years. But then it turns out that the estranged son is now an estranged daughter, played by the fantastic Laverne Cox. So that sounds very like Norman Lear, and that is going to be one of the offerings. There's also something about called Expecting, about a young woman who is no longer quite as young as she used to be and decides she wants to have a baby with her gay best friend. So, and then there's something about the advent of Twitter. I mean, there's quite a mix. If you're a Law and Order fan, you're gonna end up wanting to get this. And you can get a free version called Peacock Free, but you won't get access. You'll only get about half of the programming offered on the premium version, and a delay on the current NBC shows. So you won't get everything, but you can get a version of this for free with ads. So that's their strategy. I know there's been some skepticism about it. I got to think, though, that a lot of people who are sort of overwhelmed by all the bigger numbers they're paying, well, look at that's cheaper than Disney. It's an inexpensive introductory price, at least.
Yeah, and this is part of the whole Comcast strategy. I mean, they are hoping to get to 30, 35 million subscribers in 5 years, less than the 90 or so that Disney is looking for. But keep in mind that Comcast is still very much in the cable business, and they've approached this very much as a cable provider who is launching a supplementary service for, you know, the people that are cord cutters and don't subscribe to Comcast, but also for the people that do. And there's going to be an advertising component that is very big on this service, unlike Disney and unlike Apple and unlike Netflix. So they're going to have dual revenue streams here. And they believe that each subscriber to this service will give them about $7 in revenue. And that's a decent return.
Yeah, we'll see how it does. They're also buying from all different suppliers instead of supplying everything themselves. So they're going their own way, and we'll see how it works out. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.